And I can't believe I'm going to say this now for the last time. It is time for the puzzle. Joining me now, as always, is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
And so sad.
I know. We're going to get to the changes that are coming around here in a minute. But first, remind us, we are in the middle of a two-week creative challenge. Remind us what it is.
Yes, the object is to write a conundrum or riddle that starts, "What is the difference between?" in which the answer involves a transposition of words. For example, what's the difference between a chess player and a jeweler who's hard up for money? One watches his pawns, while the other pawns his watches. Or, what's the difference between a church music director and someone buying a Lionel toy? Answer, one trains a choir, while the other acquires a train. So change of spelling in the words is allowed, but not necessary. Entries will be judged on their sense, naturalness of wording, humor, elegance, and overall effect. You may submit up to 3 entries. I'll announce my favorites and the overall winner next week.
Okay, so the reason we're doing things a little bit differently this week is because it is my last broadcast as host of Weekend Edition Sunday. It is bittersweet, bitter because I'm leaving, sweet because Lulu Garcia Navarro is going to be the new host of Weekend Edition Sunday. And so we thought, hey, let's call Lulu up and make her play the puzzle. Hi, Lulu.
Hey there.
She's on the line from Brazil. So this isn't totally new to you because you have filled in before. You have played the puzzle before, right? You know how this goes.
I do know how this goes, although I haven't really had to be in the hot seat, so I'm a little bit nervous, I have to admit.
Will, I understand you have prepared a special NPR-themed challenge?
Yes, and it's something I've never done before. Here, every answer is the name of an NPR host or former host. That is one of your colleagues. I'm going to give you some wordplay on their names. You name the hosts.
This is a really fast way to get me in trouble with my colleagues.
I know. If we don't get these right, we're seriously going to have to buy people drinks. Okay.
Number one, this host's last name contains all the letters of his first name, plus the letters of Posh, P-O-S-H.
What?
And I'll give you a hint. The first name has 3 letters. So the last name has those 3 letters plus P-O-S-H.
Well, I think Ari Shapiro, but I can't think that Posh is in there.
You got it.
Is it right? Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Thank God you got that. Okay, good.
Number 2. This host's first and last names conceal the consecutive letters of veins, V-E-I-N-S. So within the first and last names consecutively is V-E-I-N-S.
V-E-I-N-S. Rachel, help me.
And I'll tell you the first name ends in V-E, and the second name starts I-N-S.
Oh.
Oh, Stevinsky.
Oh,
you just gave that to me.
Guy. All right.
Your new co-host.
Mm-hmm. Your next one. This host's full name can be anagrammed to spell Oracular Vulgarian.
But why would you?
Whoever that is, they should definitely use that on air from now on.
That's a great NPR
I like
name.
That. That's a good thought. What if I tell you this? It's a 3-part name. The first part has 4 letters, the second part has 6, and the last part has 7.
I know the answer.
All right, you do it, Rachel.
Go ahead.
Lulu Garcia Navarro.
There you go. It's me.
I dig it. Okay.
Okay, this host's first name has 5 letters. 4 of which are vowels.
Audie Cornish.
Audie Cornish, is it? Okay, now a former host, now an NPR special correspondent, and her full name conceals the word bossy, B-A-S-S-I, reading backward inside it.
Melissa Block.
There you go.
Boom.
And your last one. If you add an I to this host's last name, you'll name an alcoholic drink.
An I to this person's last name.
Uh-huh. I put it at the end.
It's me.
It's Rachel Martin.
Martini. Raquel Martini.
Well, you guys did all right.
Kind of. I mean, not really that well.
When you kind of don't get your own host anagram, then, you know, I would say it's a fail.
You did an excellent job, Lulu Garcia Navarro. And for playing our puzzle today, you get, my friend, your very own weekend edition lapel pin. I'm holding it right here in the little plastic wrap. I picked this one out special for you. I'm going to leave it right here by the microphone so you'll know where it is.
Thank you.
You can put it on for your very first show and your first puzzle with Will. And to Will, it's been so fun. I have to tell you, I'm going to be, this is an honest moment. I was really nervous about doing this. And, you know, I thought the world was divided into people who did crossword puzzles and word puzzles and then the other people. And I was definitely in the other people category. But in the spirit of bridging divides, you have taught me all the good things that come with a perfectly crafted anagram. And I am a better person for it. So thank you so much. And thank you to all of our listeners who have so loved doing this. Puzzle Nation, thank you for making me one of your own for a few years. And welcome, Lulu, with open arms.
Thank you. It was fun.
Rachel, it's been great playing with you, and I hope you'll stop by again sometime.
Always. Okay. Puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's own puzzle master, Mr. Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.